Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's session is being interpreted into Spanish. Sam or Jasmine, would you please introduce yourself and let our viewers know how to enable translation on their devices?
Yes, of course. Thank you for having us. Hello, everyone. My name is Sam Guzman with the CLC, and along with my colleague Jasmine, we will be interpreting today's meeting into Spanish. Please allow me a quick minute while I give the instructions in Spanish on how to access interpretation. Buenas tardes a todos. Mi nombre es Samuel Guzmán con la CLC. Juntamente con mi colega Jasmine, estaremos interpretando la reunión al español. Si se une con nosotros virtualmente a través de Zoom, busque en su pantalla un icono de globo que dice interpretación. Active ese botón y de ahí seleccione la opción de escuchar en español. Si se une con nosotros presencialmente y ahorita está en la cámara, por favor busque hacia el fondo, hacia la derecha, y encontrará un asistente que le podrá dar audífonos para escuchar en español. Muchas gracias and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sam. Welcome to the General Public Comment Session of September 29th, 2025. City Council provides a half-hour general public comment session to hear from the public on city matters, except for any matter that are scheduled to have a required public hearing. To maximize time for public comment, Council will not offer comments or responses from the dais. Council members or staff may contact speakers following their comment if they raise matters that lend themselves to follow-up. All speakers should begin by stating their name. Each person will have 3 minutes to speak. For those participating in person, when called upon, please come to the podium. A timer on the presentation monitor will display your remaining time. For those participating virtually, when called upon, please wait until you are promoted to speaker. Then accept the promotion, turn on your camera if you have one, and your microphone. You will see the timer on your screen counting down. Please refrain from profane or obscene speech. Direct your comments to council as a whole and refrain from individual or personal attacks, including disparaging other speaker motives. First up, we have Elena Squirrel.
I believe she's sick. She might be online, but she's sick.
Tim? No. Sarai Carrasco?
Sick.
Arturo Greeter? Greeter?
Online.
Arturo? Arturo, if you could hit the promotion. Hello, Arturo.
Hola, sí, ¿me escuchan?
Sí.
Ok. Buenas tardes. Representantes de los 13 distritos de la ciudad de Denver, vecinos y queridos familiares.
Good evening.
Hoy presento.
And representatives of our district and other family members.
Ante ustedes, mi nombre es Arturo Herdes y hablo con el corazón en la mano.
Today I'm speaking
recordarles...
with my hand. My name is Arturo Herder.
Uh-huh. Vengo a recordarles a esta ciudad una realidad que no podemos dejar de seguir ignorando.
I come to remind you all of a reality that we cannot continue to ignore.
En nuestras calles hay más de 300 familias viviendo sin techo, mujeres, niños pequeños y también mujeres solas que enfrentan cada día la crudeza de abandono.
Imagínese por... There are over 300 families, women, young children, and babies who are living without any support and face.
Imagínese por un momento a un niño en un lugar de dormir en su cama, sueña en cartones, una acera fría.
Facing difficulties, imagine children sleeping instead of in a bed on cardboard, living through cold.
Imagínese a una madre que debe decir si darle de comer a su hijo o buscar refugio debajo de la lluvia.
Imagine a mother having to choose between giving food to their children or having to find refuge under the rain.
Esa es la realidad que vive hoy aquí nuestra ciudad. Y yo le pregunto, Esta es la sociedad que queremos construir.
This is the reality that is being lived in our city, on the streets of our city, and I ask you if this is the reality that we want to be in.
Se lo digo con respeto, pero también con firmeza. Estas familias no nos piden claridad, nos piden justicia.
I say this firmly, but also respectfully, because these families are not asking clarity from us, they're asking support.
Nos piden oportunidades, nos piden un techo digno, empleo real, y seguridad de que no están olvidados.
They're asking us to not be forgotten. They're asking for dignified employment and a roof over their heads. They're asking to not be forgotten.
Por eso, queridos amigos, desde mi voz como ciudadano, quiero comprometerme con tres principios claros. Primero, ningún niño debe crecer sin un hogar.
This is why, as a citizen, I want to ask for three priorities to be taken into account. One, children should never have to be raised without a roof.
Segundo, ninguna madre debe enfrentar solo el hambre y la pobreza. Y tercero, second, ninguna familia puede seguir siendo invencible en esta ciudad.
Second, a mother should never have to face difficulties with hunger or with providing for their children. And third, no one should have to face these obstacles in our city.
No se trata solo de palabras, señores. Se trata de decisiones, porque mientras haya un solo niño durmiendo en la calle.
This is not just about words, this is about decisions and actions, because as long as there is one single child sleeping on the streets.
Nuestro trabajo como sociedad está incompleto. ¿Y por qué una ciudad que protege a los más vulnerables es una ciudad más fuerte?
Our work as a society is incomplete, and this is because a society who protects the most vulnerable is stronger.
Más justa y más humana. Hoy los invito a que juntos levantemos la voz y hagamos historia, que nadie puede decir mañana que dimos la espalda mientras más de 300 familias sufren en silencio.
It's more fair, it's more just, and I want us to be able to say as a city that we did not turn our back on people while more than 300 families live on the streets.
Yeah. Yo, Arturo Herde, me comprometo a seguir luchando y señalando esta verdad. Ahora le toca a usted.
Arturo Herder, as myself, I commit to not letting this be forgotten or swept under the rug, and I invite you to do the same.
Les toca a ustedes. Mostrar con hechos que esta ciudad no abandona a su familia. Muchas gracias.
It's your turn to demonstrate with your actions that this city does not abandon its people. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next up, we have Meredith Ryan. Meredith, if you'll accept the promotion.
Yes. Okay, yes. My name is Meredith Ryan, honorable council members. Thank you for your attention. Today's news flash is President Trump and Israeli President Netanyahu accused international war criminal offer us their final solution, the Palestinians and everybody around the world, a final solution or else Israel will finish the job, Netanyahu says, the job of genocide. Local Denver pushback is necessary, and I have a few points so that we can respect Palestinian sovereignty and all the local residents here in Denver and citizens. Number one, divest from all investments and companies complicit in the genocide, weapons companies, surveillance companies, other tech companies, and GHF employees that are killing people at food distribution sites. Number two, do not use our tax dollars for corporate tax breaks to these entities or to fund this genocide in any way. Number three, stop all drones and aerial bombardment and all IDF incursions. Number four, open the borders surrounding Gaza by land and by sea. Number five, let the Samud flotilla land and serve the humanity there in peace. I love the Palestinians in the West Bank and in Gaza. Let's help them out now. Free Palestine. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Next up, we have Roderick Marshall virtually. Moroth Baiso, next up.
Fear-mongering and retaliation is an instrument and a tool for tyrants, not for elected mayors. Last weekend, I was assaulted by the Driftwood slumlord who runs in the roads of recovery. In the last month, I got visits from Chris Richardson, from Cassie, who runs the Department of Health and Environment, because they know I'm going to speak. The first time I spoke about roads of recovery, they tried to talk me out of it. So the owner spit on my face, called me a homeless piece of shit, because he knows I'm exposing his motel and his partnership with the city. So they refused me food services, a ride they know, and a letter. You've seen it in your emails. And then they walk into my room while I'm naked, in my room, to kick me out. Quid pro quos, you either leave the hotel or we're not giving you food. For what? For my safety and my dog's safety. Because their case managers go around and tell them I'm trying to end the roads of the recovery. So they want to stab my dog, they want to shoot my dog, and when I call the police for criminal mischief, for felony and menacing, which is just 10 in Driftwood, they just walk away. Walk away. So Mike Johnson's giving them directives not to arrest folks and violating my First Amendment and my 14th Amendment with protection under the law. He threw me out with my dog for what? For calling the cops for my safety and my dog's safety, my service dog. Threw me out of the hotel to the streets. And my car is still at Comfort Inn. They towed it on purpose. And they kicked me out of the program. So this is your mayor. He's fraud and he's trashy. Martin Luther King adopted the concept of the moral universe is long and it bends towards justice. It hasn't been bending nationally since Obama, and here hasn't been bending since the mayor got elected. He is absolutely no different than Trump, just a baby face with a smile. And this has to stop, literally has to stop, not just for me, for everyone. So those are human beings. They bleed. I swear I bleed too. So you got to put an end to this because you have the oversight power and stop funding these fraudulent programs so justice for once can win over tyranny. So justice for a man who's broken with a foreign name who believes this city council can actually rise up to what it's supposed to do.
Thank you very much. Next up, we have Brandy Majors. Brandy, if you can unmute. Brandy?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, you can only hear me on the phone, so hold on. Okay, don't move. All right. Good afternoon, City Council. I guess I would have to say, don't y'all need a hero? It's just not going to happen today. I'm going to be the villain. How are you going to let an illegal alien tell you what to do for us, the people, the actual residents, black people in this city that you have failed to take care of for what? Like, as long as I've been around, 3-4 different cycles, 5 cycles? of city council leadership, the mayor, for example, how are you going to let the mayor tokenize the one black sister on the council during a town hall? He straight tokenized her. Straight reverted, oh yeah, we're doing this and that for specifically for black people. Knowing darn well he's not. He's lying. Just like the gentleman said before. Right? But you're working for the devil. And now all these things are going to come up on the ballot. Do you think that we, the people, are going to show up and vote no matter what Lopez says he needs? No. Do you think we're going to put in our actual votes in the mailbox and send them in? No. Do you think we're going to go stand in line? Absolutely not. We're not. Because you fail to take care of your actual residents and you still put illegal aliens in front of us. The people, the ones who put you in the seats, the ones who voted for you, the ones who stood by you, the ones that gave up their little $2, $3 to get you where you're at, we're saying no. We're not looking at your ballot. We're going to these town halls, shaking our head and wondering how you got tokenized and why you don't stand up for yourself when he's talking to you and why you hugged him. We're really curious about that. But, you know, I'll say all kidding aside, the police get more money. They're still active shootings. They're using the flock cameras only to solve what they want to solve. They're not taking care of anybody. They're not looking out for anyone. Reality, they're just using it to cover their behinds. And you're approving all of this. You're approving the money. And we do need to know who the economist is. We do need to know who the economist is. Because whoever in charge of letting you hold the purse and letting the mayor do the budget needs to be fired. Immediately. 10 above him, 10 above and below. Just fire him and find somebody else before everybody in the city is homeless and bankrupt and no one has a job. Do that. Do that, please. Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Next up, we have V. Reeves.
My name is V. Reeves with House Keys Action Network Denver, and I'm here today to talk about the budget and about allowing space in the budget for 2026 for a family shelter. I want to talk about how the mayor decided to omit this from the budget because he's talking about how the need is no longer there. He's been making two points consistently. The need's not there, and we don't have the money. First, I'm going to address the need not being there. We got a confirmation from his own staff, from the director of shelters in the city of Denver, that houselessness has increased by 12% by 2025, and that we have seen the rates of family house double in the last year. Even just since June, we've seen a 50% increase in families on the street on the wait list for family shelter. When we have over 300 families on the streets, and these are just the ones, again, that have called and been put on the wait list, not the ones who are actively out there hiding, who have no way to access those resources, we know that the need is much higher. We know that this means that there are hundreds of more children. And I know this personally because I am being reached out by 10 families on average per month with this very need, and it is something that is breaking my heart every single time I have to tell them that there is nothing for them. When we're talking about there not being money for this, it's incredibly, you know, painful and pathetic to see the kinds of things that are actually being prioritized by Johnston's budget, which is a lot more of, you know, money for the rich, for renovations, for things like a soccer stadium, $70 million, and that's a conservative estimate. City mall, or the street mall renovations for $175 million, and yet no money to make sure that there are no babies sleeping on the streets. Increasing policing by hiring 168 new police recruits and 60 new sheriffs for $478.72 million and increasing their raises every year over the next 3 years at the cost of $100 million. And we're saying there's no money for families and babies on the streets. We are losing 502 shelter beds by closing down shelters that we already have. There is not a need to acquire shelters if we retain the ones already under city management and city ownership. We have an opportunity to do the right thing and change the lives of so many families and children. And this is your opportunity as city council to step up and to show that you have different values than our mayor and you do stand by our most vulnerable in our communities. Thank you.
Next up, we have Elliot Howe, virtually. Elliot, if you'll accept the promotion.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Wow. Everyone speaking tonight, thank you so much. So, Denver has hope because of the people speaking here at City Council. And it also shows that we have hope in you, the City Council. And I just also want to shout out the council members, Council Member Lewis and Council Member Parity, who last time were the only ones.
Can you please talk to us generally?
Who were the only ones who, when I said, oh, this is your chance. So if anyone's there, my friend, you know who you are. If you could film in there, I put this question to social media. I'm going to put it to you. And I want to see who's brave enough to raise their hand. I want to know if you are anti-genocide. I want to know if you are anti-genocide. I want to know if you are anti-genocide. Let me know in 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Do you want the current genocide to stop? Do you want the current genocide to stop? Do you want the current genocide to stop? Let me know in 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. If you're brave enough to do that, that is something you can remember, that on September 29th, 2025, you were brave enough to raise your hand in a room full of human beings. Okay, but let's get to our topics real quick. The occupation controls water. Flint, Michigan, poison water for children, clean water for cars. Brought to you by General Motors. That's still going on. No Other Land, in that movie, that document, cement poured into wells. This is the same occupation, U.S., Israel, doing the same thing, controlling water and being okay with literally poisoning, killing human beings for the sake of profit, General Motors and one, Chevron and the other, right? Like, and all the other complicit companies, BDS movement, check it out. Okay, also, City Council. Divesting is smart business sense. Israel is a junk-rated economy, and the BDS movement is only going to grow stronger. Divesting is a smart thing. Now, two, for those council members who say that it's not in city council's power to divest, it's in the mayor's power to divest. Well, I just want to figure out and get that on record, because we need a new mayor. Listening to all the speakers tonight, absolutely, it's the same thing, putting profit before people. And to one of our first speakers who spoke so powerfully about how, number one, to quote the first speaker, Mr. Herde, children should never be raised without a roof. And number two, a mother should never have to worry about providing for her children. And then three, centering it to our city. Again, credit to the earlier speaker. This is all connected, city scale, national scale, international scale, and your city has faith in you, City Council, to help make Denver a place where we are not only anti-genocide, but actually providing so that no one needs to experience homelessness in our city, especially the most vulnerable among us. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you. Next up, we have Eric Gross. Eric. Next up, we have Jesse Paris.
Yes, good evening, members of the council, those watching at home, those in the council chambers. My name is Jesse LaShawn Paris, and I'm representing for Black Star Action Movement for Self-Defense, Positive Action Commitment for Social Change, as well as the Unity Party of Colorado, the Northeast Denver Residents Council, the Quebec Street Corridor Task Force, Frontline Black News, Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced, the Revolutionary Agenda. Oh, yeah, and the Reimagining Police and Public Safety Task Force as well. And I reside at the CCH-owned Legacy Lofts in Councilman Daryl Watson's district of the Fine District 9, otherwise known as the 5 Points Historical Black District. Oh, God, I'm tired of genocide, too. You know what? I'm tired of genocide against my people. That's been going on for 400 plus years and counting. And nobody bats an eye. Nobody does nothing about it. I'm tired of that as well. I'm tired of illegal immigrants making demands when they chose to come to this country. My people, on the other hand, didn't choose to come to this country. Some of us were brought here against our will, and the ones of us that were already here were reclassified as Black, Negro, and colored. So yeah, we didn't ask for that, but y'all illegal immigrants chose to come over here, and then you wanna have the audacity to make demands to Denver City Council when neither one of y'all, none of y'all casted a vote for any of these mugs that's on the DS right now, but actual citizens such as myself actually voted for the people that's on the DS right now, on the council, on the mayor. Well, I actually ran against the mayor, so I didn't vote for that clown. But y'all only have yourselves to blame. Y'all voted for the white boy, the rich white boy from Aspen. Y'all didn't want nobody that was actually from the streets that actually had the unhoused neighbors' interests in mind. You wanted the rich, polished white boy, and that's what you got. And he prioritized illegal immigrants over actual citizens. And now we're $250 million in debt as a result of him prioritizing illegal immigrants over actual citizens. But y'all actually had the audacity to come here and make demands. I am like so appalled by this. It's just beyond sickening. But this is what you get for voting for Biden. This is what you get for voting for Johnston. And this is what you get for voting for the current Denver City Council and the Democrats in general. They have made it clear that they don't care about American citizens. They prioritize everybody over American citizens, including illegal immigrants. They damn sure don't care about Black people. Black people are still the most vulnerable. I hate that broad and vigorous language that you Democrats use. Vulnerable, marginalized, disenfranchised, all that broad and vigorous language, none of that benefits us. Lumping us in groups with these broad and vigorous terms, none of that stuff helps us. Get Johnston out of office. Do something right for a change.
Thank you. That concludes our general public comment session. If we did not get to you today, please join us at our next session or submit your comments in writing. The next session will be held on Monday, October 6th. Sign up begins at 5 p.m. on Thursday, October 2nd, and we look forward to